Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
And I'm Sarah.
Oh, that is good. Everyone's like, why do they always open like that? You guys, welcome back to our podcast where we are covering the spinoff of Vanderpump Rules, the first, what is it called?
Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Currently, Sheena's hashtag is Sheena and Brittany Take San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's good for them for going on like a bunch of girls trips.
Yeah.
Like they just went to Atlanta. Like I love that she's leaving Jax home alone. And
me too.
And that Sheena's doing that too. Like,
yeah,
she's not so man dependent.
That's really important, I think.
Speaking of, and although it changed this morning, but have you noticed in the last couple of days, like it's been like totally radio silence from Stassi on social media? Because like she's usually posting like 50 stories a day. And then I noticed for a couple of days, nothing. And you know what that means?
What?
Well, whenever it goes quiet, that means she's hanging out with Patrick.
That's true.
Yeah, because she probably doesn't want to be on her phone, or they're talking, or they're spending the night.
I noticed a change in her mood, you know, in the past conversations with her friends, too. I felt like...
Well, wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, so for the... first time in a long time we didn't watch the episode together, so this will be super fun to hear what each of us thought about it. Uh-huh. what were your feelings?
I'm looking forward to next week. Like I thought, I didn't have high hopes for this one, and I don't think it was that great. However, we both still have like lots to say about it.
I think everyone was kind of looking forward to this episode with it being in the church and what's going to happen, and is Jackson catch on fire when he walks in.
And I think maybe why it wasn't that exciting is because everything that happened, they kept showing on the previews.
Yeah.
So I was like, we already saw that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that. Yeah, it was kind of the biggest event was Brittany's ex. Like, let's be honest. Aaron,
yeah,
for the win, but we will get into that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start off and they are getting ready for church.
Yes, they're getting ready for church in Sherry's house.
Sherry's hair is on pageant point again. I was thinking about this. I'm like, if you like work all week, but then you have to get up Sunday morning and like full hair, full makeup, dress. Like, when do you ever sleep in? Like, that must suck.
It really must.
I mean,
suck.
She put in more effort than I ever would, like on a first date or maybe even my wedding day.
Maybe because that's like where all the action happens for them.
That's true.
You know, that's where they want to land their husband. That's where they want to, you know, that's their club.
She's already married, though.
She's just keeping
her options open.
She wants to look good for her man and for God.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I also noticed like the messiness in Sherry's house. Did you notice that? I felt like Jax was like maybe like having a little freak out about like the way like the luggage was like, you know, open and some of the things were like sprawled around.
Oh, yeah. He's like, are these clean or dirty? And she's like, they're clean. I just gotta fold
them. He's like, do I have to wear a tie to this? Like, tell me what church is again, like how does this work? What is the attire?
So stupid, because then he like later says he basically had my upbringing. It's like one parent's Catholic, the other one's Lutheran. He went to church school, confirmation. I'm like communion. Like, okay, I get it. You like everything. So for him to be so like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's a prayer? What does that mean? But anyways, I did think he was actually kind of funny in this episode, like just some of the things he said, like, you know, going to hell, and he's like, oh, no offense. And
yeah, he 100% was like the comedy relief in this episode, because if he wouldn't have cracked those jokes, I don't know, I would have like just been,
yeah. And like when that kid was freaking out and he's like, someone needs to go help him or just shake him out of it.
Yeah. Like, that's not right. Like,
and I kind of agree with them. I mean, to each his own for sure. But I'm like, I would be totally
okay. So
too.
I was a little bummed about this episode because I was kind of hoping that they would go to a church kind of like the one that Justin Bieber and Kourtney Kardashian are going to, like a very hip, cool, like light show stage sort of, you know, like one that Jax would possibly like.
But it's Kentucky.
I know, but I felt like that was a setup. You know, it was like, it was a setup for him to fail. He wasn't going to like it because it was, they found the most extreme church, I feel like.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because Brittany started by saying, oh, I didn't, I don't go to this church, but my mom started going when I moved to LA, you know, like basically this isn't how I was raised, but this is where we're going now.
And I have a hard time believing Mama goes there or Mima goes there because like a woman of her age and like, she seems like a pretty normal grandma. Like they go to the same church that they've gone to for 50 years.
Right, right.
She's not going to go switch and go to this, like, she doesn't seem like the type to be like waving her hands and getting down on her knees and crying and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. And I just wonder what a Kentucky, like a super traditional Kentucky church would say when Bravo approaches them and says, we'd like to film, you know, this guy going to church for, you know, and you guys kind of, you know, make him uncomfortable. You know, I wonder if they would say, you know what, maybe that's not something we want to film.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I did notice, well, there was a couple stars in church, Shayna, but Marianne. Now, I noticed this more so the second time I watched it. Marianne is thirsty.
Okay, who's Marianne? I'm
when they first get into church, Marianne's like the blonde, like middle-aged woman. She comes up and she's like,
yes,
you better watch out once the Holy Ghost gets a hold of me. So she comes right up to him like, okay, yeah, she wants to be on camera, but I didn't even think that the first time. But then she goes up front to hold that woman who's crying and Jack's like, what's wrong with her? And then at the end when they're leaving, she like pokes herself right kind of in between in the shot of Jax and Brittany, and she's smiling like right at the camera like she wants in the shot as much as possible.
Yes, it's funny. I noticed that also about gosh, and I forget her name, but another one of the friends, not Kara, but the other friend, I felt like Ashley, also is like very much always next to Jackson, and he likes that. He likes the extra attention, so it works. But I do notice, like, he can't be that enjoyable to be like kissing his ass. Like you know.
One that was like opening his hand in the bar.
Yes. So I don't know. Okay, yeah. So the whole family's there, like you said. You know, the grandma's there, the mom, the siblings, the her nephews are there. Everyone's sitting there, you know, for Sunday church. Jack sits down. And the other thing that I thought was strange, too, is they just showed kind of like the worship section. And like, and they're like, okay, well, and that's it. Like, no, like that, it would have calmed down and then the message would have come and then they would have walked out.
So, or a song or something.
Yeah, yeah. So
instead it was just like the freak show. And Jack's like, this is a little more interactive than I anticipated.
Yeah, but it was funny when the girl went up there and she's like,
oh my God,
the devil can attack your marriage.
The 17-year-old.
Amen. The devil can attack your finances. Amen. I mean, that she I would have like, freaked out too. Because, like, let's be honest, like, church can be uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable thing. So I was wondering, what is Bravo going to do here that's different than how every American sitting on their couch feels? How is Jax going to really, you know, make this a great scene? He didn't do anything that any person wouldn't do.
Yeah.
So, and of course, I think anyone would kind of, like, look at their friend if someone was speaking in tongues in front of them.
Yeah, that's just, that was bizarre.
I mean, I've grown up in the church, and I've seen that, like, maybe 3 times, and I felt the same way. Like, I felt scared. Like, it's a scary, like,
I've
it's like.
I've never seen that.
It's like, ugh.
You know, I saw it as, like, at the Landmark Forum.
Really?
Yeah, that's where shit got really weird and people are freaky. Church was always normal for me.
Oh my gosh.
Like it, but nothing like that happened.
Yeah, like I've seen people like I want to say pretend to be possessed, but maybe they were possessed or something. But yeah, people would come with some crazy things, you know, like that they come
like they want to be cured, like their leg or something, or their
or they would just be like you know, like just freaky, kind of exactly like they made it exactly. I felt like they were like, how could you be uncomfortable at church? Let's have a lady singing sideways, let's have someone go down on their knees, let's have someone convulse, let's have some, you know, it's like it was just like a little circus show. It was kind of sad. I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed too over the top for me, like too orchestrated.
And,
but
and like you said, like I thought that his reactions were funny, like he had funny, they put the funniest parts in there, I'm sure. But and I think even Jax was a little nervous about how this was going to go over, because he's like, if the editors put it together right, it could be funny.
He was tweeting saying like it wasn't his finest moment or something. And I'm like, actually, I think these were your finest moments.
Yeah, this was, I felt like everyone could relate to him in this, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see.
Shayna, and yeah, like she just straight out of like summer camp counselor, and now she's a preacher. I don't know. But she was opinionated.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And the other part that I know that you and I would absolutely hate even more than watching someone, you know, sing or pray in tongues was, and every church service I've ever been to does this. This is literally one of the reasons why I won't go. Is when they say, okay, turn to your neighbor, say hello to them, turn around.
I hate that.
You know, handshake or a hug around the neck. Like
they do that in spin class too. I hate that too.
Have you ever turned one of those greetings into a friendship? Because I haven't. Like who is actually like fostering relationships from like a forced say hello to your neighbor? And you all, and there's always someone who like who you know you should go say hi to, and then you like make eye contact, and you kind of it's just
yeah.
It's awkward all around.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that too. So I thought that was really awkward, and then so the next scene that kind of ends, and they abruptly leave, and the next thing is when the grandma has a little sit down with Jax, and she's like, you know, I'm glad that you came to church, and what do you think of, you know, what did you think? And he's like, well, can I be honest? And I was like, oh God, here we go. This is not going to be good. And she's like, of course. Yeah. You know, be honest. And he says, well, you know, to be honest, did he say that's a strong no? Let's see.
He said, yeah, I definitely wouldn't go back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Which I 100% agree. Like I,
yeah, I appreciate that he was honest with her.
Yeah, and she was, and you know what? Her response back, I liked it because she wasn't like, "I'm really disappointed to hear that, Jax Taylor."
Yeah,
she said, "You know, that's fine. You know, you just as long as you go until you find where you do fit. Like that's all that matters." And
yeah.
That's true. And that's. That was like the redeeming part of this episode because it's like, yeah, maybe that wasn't the best place to take him. He'll find a place that works for him.
Yeah. I did like what he said too when he was like, well, they're talking like, because, you know, she's like, you can go to heaven or down below. And he's like, I'm barely going to make it into heaven. And he's like, but I'll grease the doorman. I'll make St. Peter a good drink. And he's like, oh, wait, no, I probably won't. I'm going to hell.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, my gosh.
That he acknowledged he's a shitty bartender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. He said there was something else. I think I wrote it down, though. Yeah, I think it's coming up later where he mentioned something about bartending, and I was like, okay. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, okay, yeah. So when he says, yeah, I'll make St. Peter a good drink, it's like, ooh, like, yeah, if you really did do that, you probably would be given the shaft for sure.
Excuse me. Do you notice every time they go to break, they have Brittany coming on up, coming on up.
Yes. It's like, yes.
All right, we got it. So then we come back and, well,
okay. Wait. What about
done with Sherry? And because Sherry still got her pageant hair at that meet and greet with Mima and Jax.
Yeah, and when did Jack say, oh, just crush me with that Bible? Oh, I think they were reciting some verses to him. And he's like, oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was someone fed him that line for sure. because it was funny. And so she's like, you know, your sins will find you out. And that's kind of like the preview into the next little segment that we have, because some of Jax's sins are being brought up later in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not steal is going to be brought up.
Big comment on that for later. But
okay. So they let us know that when Jax is going hunting with Dawn, Brittany's dad, that this is the seventh day in Kentucky. I thought that was interesting to note. Jax has made it through 7 days, and we, the viewers, have made it through 7 days of this 2-week stay. And I mean, I'm starting to like squirm like Jax with this show, because it's like, all right, we need to move it along. There needs to be some.
Yeah.
I felt like something more explosive needed to happen this episode, because now I'm like, I'm getting kind of bored. It's like, Brittany, either you're gonna like
Yeah.
Get out, get in. I don't know. But it's frustrating.
I see why it's six episodes, because I'm already like ready.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Like Lala. Can you wrap it up?
Oh my, totally. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, so they go off and, they're putting deer piss all over Jax. And then,
Jax is dressed like Oscar the Grouch.
Yes.
He's got like moss hanging all over him.
Which was, it was like this, was a funny scene. I really liked this. You know, the other characters that were in this scene, we didn't really hear much from them, but I appreciate their faces when they would, you know, either Jax would say something and they'd like cut to like what their faces looked like. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Even with all the camouflage on, it still read like WTF on their faces.
So I have a question, like they're hunting coyotes. Like, is that a thing? Like the only time I've ever heard people hunting coyotes is because there's an overpopulation. But they're also hunting in the middle of the day. Like, you could see the sun beating directly down like it was high noon.
Okay, I know nothing about hunting, but I also thought the same thing. Like,
are they going to eat them?
Yeah, do you eat coyote?
Ew.
That seems like a lean meat. Like those sometimes, like,
right.
Like you see their ribs, I mean, and stuff. And
like, maybe in a third world country, like, where someone was just talking about, oh, my hairdresser, she was in,
you know, I'm sure
this part. And she's like, I'm pretty sure we ate dog. But that's because she was in, like, you know, a really local area.
Right.
So I don't know. But also, why are you hunting them at noon? Because whenever you hunt anything, you go early morning or evening. Coyotes are like come out in the evening. Like, yes, you can see them during the day, but that's not when they're mostly out. Like, it just seemed weird.
Yeah, because it's not like Jax and Brittany Tate Kentucky is the first reality show to ever shoot hunting. We've seen many franchises do a hunting scene, and yes, it's either in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which would still be a beautiful shot.
Amanda goes, and they have to get up at like 5 a.m.
Yeah, I'm like that.
But still, yeah, you could let them 8 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah, it would still be, it'd probably be like dewy looking. It would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't want to wake up that early to shoot this. Yeah, I agree. It was really weird. And then my other question was, when you are hunting coyotes, I didn't realize you had to be so quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, Jax is loud, and like it, just like him breathing through his like so many nose jobs is very loud. Yeah, you go. He's like, it should have been fixed by now, but it is still kind of loud.
It's still deviated.
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, seriously, you can hear him breathing during the show for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So then while they are hunting, they cut over to Sherry and Brittany.
Yeah.
And
beer cheese.
And again with
Mama.
Yeah. Okay.
So
the beer cheese. Now I have to have some because it's like really bothering me.
I've actually never had it in that form that they showed it. Like I said last week, I'm like, well, I know like soup, but like that looked like a spread.
Yeah, it looked like a little thing that they give you at like when they give you like honey butter at like a barbecue place.
Like cheese was in a jar and then they mixed it with some beer and then refrigerated it.
It looked good. It looked better. It looked better. Like thinking of the soupy thing, that sounds like okay to dip, but this, the consistency has me curious. I'm not going to lie. So I wonder if Kara's father sells it online and we can purchase some.
Oh.
That's it. Maybe we should fire that question off to her. Okay. So while they are, you know, catching up over the beer cheese.
Again, Sherry's hair is like full-on pageant point again.
Yeah,
spends a lot of time on that.
I don't even know how it's achieved. Like it really is something.
So they're talking about how Jax can't shoot a gun because of the probation, and Sherry and Mama start laughing. Like it's so funny and like no big deal. I'm like, you're on her about like marriage and church and like morality, but oh, not funny. He's on probation. That's so funny. Like that just threw me.
Yeah. They are just, they have such stars in their eyes for him. And it's like,
Oh, Jax.
I don't know what else he could get away with that they would still, like, tuck it under the rug. Like, yeah. What?
He accidentally shot a gay. Yeah. Jax.
Yeah. He didn't mean to. Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just, yeah, it was very, very strange. And then, do you think that it was honestly Jax's idea to not fire a gun, or do you think that someone was like, you know, if this comes out and they see that you're doing this, they probably will throw the book at you? So
I so wish that that person didn't say anything, because for sure he didn't think about it.
No.
And that's for sure something he would have done.
Yes. And there's no, when that scene happened, I'm like, this is, makes no sense.
It's like it's Teresa Giudice or Joe Giudice. It's like, yeah. No, don't do that. But they're too dumb not to.
Yeah. Don't go drive off the property. Like, right. You're not supposed to drive or be off the property.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. And I felt like, and he'd be like, well, it's going to air after it's over, so it'll be fine. Like, they're not. Yeah, that was not his. I guarantee you someone brought that up for sure. But again, here was another funny scene. Jax got to hold the binoculars instead of holding the gun, which was hilarious.
And he was scoping out some cows.
Yeah. And what did he say? He's like, hold or
something. And then the dad's like, those are cows, Jax. We're not hunting cows.
But like, I'm sure that it was fake, because you're saying like it was 12, you know, it was like noon and the sun's beating down and like the cows are grazing. There's supposed to be coyotes out there. But like I said, whoever the supporting cast was in that scene, those people were on point, because when they were telling him to shut up, like I really felt it. Like it felt so like they were frustrated with him. And he, Jack's nervous talks. We see that later in the scene.
Oh my God.
And it was. I thought it was really, really funny.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else they could have done. He's holding the binoculars. That's funny. And then the shushing part was really hilarious. Okay.
Flashing back to Sherry rats out Jax on the spark thing to Brittany.
Yes. Yes.
And she's like, I don't need any Xanax or Prozac. I just need my mama and some beer cheese. And I thought, maybe she should have Stassi try beer cheese.
Yeah.
So she can lay off the pills.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that she made that point. It cracked me up. And I'm like, good for you, girl.
But I think that's where... Ooh, this is a mean comment. I think that's where Brittany and Stassi are a little different.
Yeah.
Like, I think Stassi cares way too... Like, she knows to not do that. And Brittany, like every other one of us in the world, gets comfort from eating. I think it's true. Like, I think that, you know... I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's pissed off that Jax went to her, Sherry and her dad. And she confronts Jax later about it, which I admire.
I kind of wish that she would admit that she is kind of struggling, because maybe she isn't. But just seeing the previews for next week and knowing how in all of the past episodes that we've seen of Vanderpump Rules, Jax says really mean things to her. And especially when he's drunk, he really belittle her. Yeah. And I don't know how. She's a very positive person.
It's like, what is he doing any different than she is?
And
she's like 10 years younger.
And she never talks back. She like internalizes it. And then, so if you sleep in an hour extra because you're processing that and not ripping his head off, what is, like, isn't that just dealing with life? That's not depression. It's called, she's like swallowing what you're giving her, which is just pure awfulness.
And like, she's got to know she doesn't need him at this point. Like, she's swallowing her pride because she thinks she needs him to maintain this life.
I think she swallows her pride because she's a nice person and she doesn't want to like throw back at him like, you're a man child. Like, she.
But she said she would do that with Aaron. She said they'd have fights that were explosive.
Oh, let me get into that, dude.
We'll get there. But did you hear when she said to him, he's like, well, that was fast. It was like a day or two. And she's like, I just wanted to get out of here or get something new or whatever. I'm like, mm-hmm. So you did go with Jax for the opportunity.
She 100% just blew her entire cover on that.
And she said it. I was like, and he got it.
Oh, yeah. You could see, like, it was a twinkle in his eye. And he's like, I know.
We always talk about that. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, so.
Which I didn't want to believe was true, but I kept on hoping, like, whole, you know, but. She again, said it. I appreciate that they chose to bring him in and they addressed this because it's been one of our biggest questions is how did A to B to like it does not make sense. Like you have to clear this up. So thank God that they did.
Yeah. So that brings us to the bar, I think, right?
Yes. So Brittany ends it with, you know what? She just gets homesick. I don't buy that. She is thrilled to be in Los Angeles, people. Let's be honest. That's where she wants to be. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think that she's missing the farm. I mean, maybe childhood memories, but that's about it. Because she hasn't been on the farm for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we roll into this bar. And the first thing they do is talk about sharing a fishbowl drink.
Yeah, which looked disgusting. Not because of the ingredients, which were disgusting, but because of the several straws.
Oh,
I died. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't even do two straws.
No. I would order my own and then just not finish it.
Oh, totally. Or like, let me pour some in a little glass. Like, but there was like 8 or 10 straws in there. Like, and it wasn't that big. Come on. It was like a little goldfish bowl. It wasn't like, I've seen bigger, okay? Where you definitely need 8 people to drink it. That one, like, I'm quite sure Jax could probably drink that, especially when we saw, remember, he used to do like those 8 shots in a row.
Yes. Oh my God. That's such a good point, dude. Oh, yes. Okay. So they start, they're ordering this fishbowl and Brittany's telling us all of the ingredients in it, which, yeah, just sounded just like a horrible throw up. Like
Jack said, jet fuel.
Yes. So
something you do when you're 18 or 21.
So, which I think that, you know, and that's great. Like if I was going back to my hometown with my friends from when we were drinking when we shouldn't be, I'd order a Midori sour or a Sex on the Beach and have fun. You know, is that the best drink? No. You know, now, now I have such amazing taste, but, you know, it's, yeah, I don't know. So the girls are like, so Jax, you know, what did you think of church? And he goes off and says that
there's a demon child.
Yeah, there was, you know, someone was talking in tongues like a demon.
Don't you talk about children that way? It's like, he just happened to be a kid. Like, everyone was acting weird, okay? I got you, Jax, on this one.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call him a kid. I mean, he was like a good teen. A teen. And I don't know. Okay, so Brittany's getting pissed and again, that's not making sense because sometimes she really takes his jokes, then she gets offended. And I think that's part of like their flirting is like she likes to get mad at him. Oh, Jax, stop it.
And then she'll like hit him.
I'm really going to, I'm going to get mad. Stop, Jax.
I'll whoop your butt.
Warning number one, Jax. So the girls are around. And this is, again, where I'm noticing that some of the girls are really liking to latch on to him. And they did another chant.
Yeah.
And
then someone spots Aaron. And what I noticed in the second time is I saw, like, Kara sprint over to Aaron. And, like, she brings him over to the group. So either the producers are like, okay, you go bring him over. Or she just really likes Aaron.
Okay, yes. So
because she hates Jax.
Now, obviously, Jax knew that this was coming because the guy has to get, he has to come, they have to have a set time, he has to get mic'd up, all of that. So,
yeah.
But I did think that Jax did have definitely an uncomfortable movement when they said he's here. I don't think he saw him before they got him set up in his scene. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, he definitely seemed very nervous, jittery. I mean, insecure and jealous, but like he was doing that fast talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So they say Aaron walks in. And now do you think that that regular viewers that don't listen to our podcast or don't really follow Vanderpump Rules cycly close,
don't really
do you think they would know who Aaron was?
No.
because I mean, they kind of explained it, but they went quickly.
Well, and I think they'd be shocked because one of our viewers was like, you guys never told us Aaron was black. And I was like, well, that would be weird to be like, oh, by the way, viewers, Aaron is black. It's like, so I think a lot of people that don't follow it so closely were shocked because so many people talk about how like redneck and ignorant and racist and homophobe that family is, which I don't think they are, but I think people just assume because they're like kind of hick or whatever. But clearly they're not, because her sister has an interracial child. Brittany lived with Aaron for 4 years, and her best friend is Zach, who's gay. So like, but I think most people don't know that unless they really follow. So they're shocked.
Right.
They're like, whoa.
Right. So yeah. Okay. So a couple of things that I noticed about this. Number one, she said that she met him when she was 20 working at Hooters.
Yeah.
Okay. She's now 27.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is a long chunk of time that they have known each other. And it's not like when she met, or when she met Jax, she cut off all communication with Aaron. Because if you go back on her Twitter, on his Twitter, on his Instagram, you will see that she's followed him, unfollowed him. They've followed each other, unfollowed. Like, there has definitely been, they've been watching each other, and there has been, I'm sure they're curious about each other. There's no way that you do, like, I mean, there's been friends that I don't talk to. And even if, like, I am 100% done with them, like, I, you know, the relationship didn't work, you still wonder, you know, what's going on. And especially with her being on TV, this had to be painful for both, I would think.
Yeah.
So, okay, so she ends up walking up to, they walk towards each other, I guess. And the first thing that she says is, oh, your beard. And I thought this was so strange, where she's like, I changed a few things. Yeah. Like, how awkward is that? Like, if I was caught on camera saying that to my ex-boyfriend in front of Chad, he'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, you don't point out that you just got tits.
Yeah, which are, like, jacked up to your chin right now.
And he's like, I see that. Yeah. It was so awkward.
It's kind of hard to miss. Yeah, he even seemed uncomfortable about it. He's like, did you really have to point that out? Like, duh.
Or he's going
to
be like, wow, like, this really has upgraded your... Like, what was he supposed to say? Like, that's such...
Yeah, awkward.
Like, she couldn't say anything else? I was so uncomfortable. I was like, okay, I thought I was going to be uncomfortable with Jax and him, but she was making me, like, I was sitting there cringing.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, they kind of flash over to Jax and her friends while, he and Brittany go off to the side. And at this point, Jax starts drinking. And I don't know. I hope this was true, because if it was true, or either that, or he was acting drunk when he talked to Aaron. So I hope he really was, because, okay, so they have their conversation, and, you know, she's like, well, it's been like a year or so, or maybe longer, which, can you guys believe how short of a time that is?
Yeah.
That's it. And I know they keep saying by Kentucky standards, that's long, but it is not long. A year, like, is not long.
Where was Sherry and Mama pressuring Aaron to marry her since they were together 4 years?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, I wrote down exactly what she said. Britt tells Aaron, because he's like, yeah, it was really fast. It was like, you know, a day or two after you were like gone. And she says,
you didn't leave in the best way. Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to go somewhere. Like, basically, you mean your life? Like, he wasn't bringing you anywhere in life? Or... you saw this opportunity, like you just said it.
Regardless of which way you look at it, if she spins it that she just wanted to go somewhere, as in California,
yeah,
that still is chasing something.
Oh, yeah.
And
like, you're using Jax to get out there. It's like, why don't you just move out there yourself?
And we can post some photos of when her and Aaron were dreaming of Hollywood together and hiking the Hollywood sign. And they were maybe going to go somewhere together, but Brittany left him in the dust for Jax and went somewhere.
Yeah, because she could have transferred to the... Well, she did.
So
she
transferred
to the Hooters.
A couple of months. So in January, her and Aaron were in Hollywood. And by May... Was it May?
Well, they met in March. So in January, Aaron and Brittany were in Hollywood.
In
March...
She met him, moved out, and...
She met him in Vegas, Jax, in March and then moved out by, well, then he came to visit to the Derby and she went back to LA in May and then was moved out.
Okay, June. Here's what I want to know. So during that time, because that's the what? That's a month in between that?
Mm-hmm.
Was she with him or did she move back to her mom's house or did she stay with him?
Yeah.
Act like everything was
between
okay.
Between March and May. Yeah, I don't know.
Aaron, can you answer that question
did
for us?
Did she live with you till May or did she move out the day after she got back from Vegas in
I don't. March? I don't think she moved out the day she got back. There's no way. No way. She... And, like, I can see in his eyes that he's like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, that was quick.
But, Aaron, if you are listening, thank you for liking the tweet that we posted. And that was really cool. If you would like to be on our podcast, reach out to us at VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. We would be happy to go to you. You could come here. We can do it over the phone, whatever you want to do.
We can talk about anything, even if you don't want to talk about certain things. That's fine, too.
You know what I would like to hear talk about with Aaron?
I want to talk about his career.
Yeah, let's talk about his career. And then I would really like to know what it's like to... Because if you go on his Twitter or his Instagram, he's like a super... You can tell he's into motivational things. Like he likes to... Mm-hmm. He stays inspired. He's athletic. Things like that. I would love to get into someone's head like that too. How you stay positive after something like this happens to you. Seriously, because...
He seems like he really did.
Yeah, I don't know what I... I think that a lot of our listeners would like to hear, how to keep your head healthy after something like that. And maybe he's not a victim in this. I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying I like to hear what tools he uses for his life because it seems like he's a really nice, positive guy.
He was so calm, cool, and collected. And Jax came over as a jittery mess. And then he's like, I want to buy you a drink. Is that okay? Can I buy you a drink? And he's like, yeah, it's fine, dude. I'll take a Patron.
Okay, yeah, so Chad kept on trying to pause this episode and say stuff, and it was really bothering me. But the one thing that he did say that I didn't even think of, and maybe you didn't either because we're the girls in this, mm-hmm. He was like, Jax had to get up and go over to them because if he couldn't keep waiting for Brittany to come back to him, he had to man up, stand up, and go over there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he would have looked like a total chump.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was interesting because I totally would have sat there until she came back.
Yeah.
And if she didn't come back quick enough, I would have been mad.
Yeah.
But I guess that's true. He did have to get up, go over there, and, kind of clear the air. But, ooh, he did not clear the air. He chopped that air up. It made it so awkward and made Aaron come off so calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah. I mean, and really between the two of them, there should be really no hard feelings between Aaron and Jax because it was Brittany that did it to Aaron. Jax didn't know maybe she was, I'm sure he did know she was in a relationship, but.
I'm sure he said, go get your stuff and come and I'll,
yeah.
It's 100, and then.
Come to LA.
And then in Vanderpump Rules, he's like, I don't know. She just came here with all of her stuff. What? This is just moving really fast.
No, she's not living with me.
I bet you Brittany wanted to show her text messages so bad and be like, he begged me to come.
Yeah.
He told me, leave my boyfriend. And I'm sure
I'll get you on TV.
I'm sure.
He did the day she rolled into the parking lot and he brings her in filming.
With how nice Brittany's mom is and the whole family, can't you see them trying to smooth this over with Aaron? Aaron, listen, you've been so great to Brittany all these years, but she needs to go somewhere now. You have to just let her go. This is a great opportunity for her. And I seriously think that's what happened. I really, really do. And that's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, because he's very mature about it.
Okay. So.
I wouldn't be.
So, yeah. So Jax comes up and he's just like, hey, this is weird, but I don't want any. I mean, he was so stuttery.
Yeah. And it was he just did a couple lines of coke.
And again, if that was his acting, barf. I don't I will be so embarrassed to hear that that was him acting because it could have been. Regardless, he made himself look stupid. So
yeah.
it was a really awkward scene.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, can I buy you a drink? And Aaron calmly and quickly, because I would be like, yeah, let me think about it for a second. He shot out Patron so fast. And then they brought over the classiest shots I'd ever seen in these little plastic tumblers. Did you see it? It was like little mouthwash cups.
Yeah.
And so they did like a shot of Patron, and this is when Brittany pipes in and she's like, you know, if Jax is uncomfortable, has a problem with this, I'm around his ex-girlfriends all the time, so he
and then they pan to Rachel. I'm like, really, that's your pan too? Like, they barely showed Stassi and Kristen, but I mean, they made it seem like Rachel was this major ex. It's like,
yeah, like,
come on,
nice try, Rachel. Yeah, so what did you think about when Jax made a callback to, this is similar to the situation between when Stassi went with Frank? Do you think there's any comparison between Aaron and Brittany being together for so long, living together for so long, and then him comparing that to Frank and Stassi?
It was weird and it's like super dated, but I mean, I guess your girlfriend's cheating on you, so you want to kick the other guy's ass instead of, you know, getting into it with the girl.
So he is totally admitting that it is the same thing, and she knew, he knew, they all knew.
Yeah.
And I just mean, like,
and he's just saying, like, Aaron obviously handled it better than Jax handled it with Frank.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I just thought it was like, that's really what you're going to call back to? Like, that was like all, like, it's all like the biggest lie, fake, weird, like, I don't know. It just was like, ugh. Like, I would have rather have him bring up Laura Lee or something like that, you know, like like a character that really mattered. Okay, so
that's pretty much it, but
so then unfortunately that was the end for Aaron, and it's like that, it was such a weird placement in the scene. It was the best part of the episode, yet it was like in the middle end, and then they ended it with this, with Brittany bringing up her sparkle again.
Yeah, the spark wars.
Yeah, and so
basically it was like two children. He's like, you lost your spark. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Why would you say that?
And like, you're not happy. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. It's like, okay, shut up.
I'm going to get mad now. I'm really going to get mad.
God.
And so in the previews coming up for, because this episode is hard, you guys, like, we're trying to podcast on this, but there was just nothing. Again, I could podcast on Aaron for about an hour. Like, I could still go off about, you know, asking more questions about him. Or if anyone else has any more info on him, email us, because our listeners have been so amazing in providing some info. But if anyone knows more about him, we are all ears. Yeah,
email Vanderpump Rules Party podcast. Yes.
Vanderpump Rules Party at Vanderpump Gmail. Rules Party at Gmail. We're really consistent all across the board here.
Or DM us on Twitter, Instagram.
Yes.
Twitter is VPR Party Podcast.
Yes. Yes. Instagram, Vanderpump Rules Party. So,
Next week it looks kind of good when he's like basically calling Brittany fat. Mama's like, well, it looks like you gained a few pounds too. And he's like, what? You think so?
Yeah. Okay. And when did she say, I wasn't happy with Aaron, so I left Aaron?
Yeah. That's towards, yeah. Like, she was saying she's capable of leaving if she's not happy, because that's what she did with Aaron. It's like, no, you were with Aaron and then you got an opportunity.
That's where, again, like, I felt like we kind of caught her again, because it's like, if you were unhappy with him, you should have left before the opportunity was literally at your door knocking.
Yeah.
And then you can't, like, you can't. The opportunity can't knock in a house that you're living with a man and you walk out that door with said man.
Yeah, because, like, if you were happy on Friday, but then Saturday you met Jax, it's like, well, then how happy were you? So either you weren't happy and it doesn't make any sense.
So I think that if we are giving Brittany the benefit of the doubt, maybe she's not all that in touch with her feelings. And maybe Jax is onto something, saying maybe she has lost her spark. Maybe he's seeing something before she is seeing it, because the next opportunity is going to come and then she's going to realize she's not happy. I don't know. It's maybe that's what he's getting at and he just doesn't know how to say it.
Yeah. And she's probably not totally in touch with her feelings, because I think she's more of a, and you'll see this in that region, Midwest. It's like, yo, you just kind of brush things, like, man up, like, brush things under the carpet. Whereas, like, all the girls around her, like Stassi and Kristen, they're so, like, self-absorbed with, like, every single feeling they have.
Yes.
And, like, exploiting that. Like, I'm a victim, or this or that, or you're wrong. And she's not like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she probably is holding stuff in. She's just not comfortable talking about it.
That makes sense. But like to have Jax be the one who's asking you to be more open. It's like, yeah. STFU, Jax. Okay, so that's basically it for this episode, you guys. But we just quickly wanted to touch on Jax on his Twitter. I don't know if any of you guys have been on there, but he is so freaking annoying.
More Jax rants.
Anyone that says anything, he just like he continues to just call them like stupid.
Like, he doesn't even say like, I get the PC thing. Like, come on. We don't all have to get super offended by certain things, but he doesn't say it like that. He's like, shut the fuck up, you loser, you idiot, you asshole. I don't give a shit about your daughter and my
life. Well, and here's, like, God, here's the thing. Usually down. A quote unquote celebrity, I don't even know if we would call him a celebrity, but it usually takes someone to react a lot of tweets, you know, like where it's like thousands of people have said something and they, you know, they have a weak moment and they react when they shouldn't. This is literally one. And I went through Twitter. This is one little bitty comment. One comment from a person with not a lot of followers, so he could easily brush it off or put the person on mute, like he says.
Yeah.
And again, these are people that are watching his show.
Yeah.
He does not care about his fans. I've never seen him do one thing for his fans.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, and I feel like that's how he gets his attention, is by writing these things, because the comments just pour in of people going like, yeah, Jax, you tell him.
Yeah.
It's, I do not understand. And then someone said something about Britney needing to go on a diet, and he flipped out at them and was like, this is what I'm talking about. What do you mean this is what I'm talking about, Jax? Like, you are, like, he is such a pompous a-hole. Not only are you
saying it, you're saying it on national TV.
Yeah. And then, where did you come up with it? She needs to lose weight. It's in the fucking preview. You just said
from
it.
From you.
They're getting it from you. Like, we can't talk like you. Only you. Like, it makes zero sense. And it makes me just want to wring his neck and stop watching the show. Like, who does he think he is? Like, he gets to just bash. We can't say anything. We have to only be like, wow, Jax, I liked when you said that she needs, if I wonder if I tweeted, I liked when you said that she has to lose weight, he'd probably be like, fuck you, where'd you get that? Yeah. Like, what? Like, I'm just saying.
No, if you say anything positive to him, he ignores it. But if you say the slightest thing, he, like, verbally attacks you.
Oh my gosh, he fires me up so bad. So it's
like, then like the people saying nice things, but he doesn't. It's
no,
just like,
yeah,
he's such a dick to your fans.
Yeah, it's really, and the only people he's nice to are like other celebrities that are so out of his, like it's just.
I took a picture with like this old quarterback and he's like, this one's for the boys. Like, and again, with this boys shit, like, Xanadu, this is for the boys.
Ugh.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Did you see today he called Stassi crazy, basically?
No. Oh, I missed it.
There's some tweet. Some girl wrote something like, something about Stassi being crazy. She's not crazy anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, sweet child, the crazy doesn't go away. It's just on pause sometimes. So I'd like to see Stassi's fans come out, because they usually come out in full force. But they probably won't.
But Jax's fans are to believe that he has changed because of Britney. He's this new person that hasn't committed crimes or anything like that. But I will post a photo that I found of Aaron, who posted the day that they were filming. I'm pretty damn sure, because he's wearing the exact outfit that he was wearing when he was filmed. And he captioned it, "Everything but my phone is on 100%. And I agree with that, Aaron. It was. You were cool, calm, collected, and you are 100% the winner of this episode. And we can't wait to hear what you guys thought of Aaron. Tweet us. Like, we'll do a poll about something. I don't know. Do you like Aaron better or Jax?
Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week. And don't forget that this Saturday we are going to be in LA for my birthday. And
for those of you that watch Real Housewives of Orange County, you saw where we'll be at.
Yes, we're going to Barton G's. I'm so freaking exciting. But I really feel like someone famous is going to be at the restaurant. Like, did you see Ben Affleck was there like 3 days ago?
Mm-mm.
Cool.
We should walk over to Craig's too after Sir.
Yes. Yeah, totally. So we are excited and we'll be back for the next episode of this godforsaken show. All right, guys, we're going to upload this right now. Hope you enjoy it. Hit us up on all of our platforms and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.